What's good, Black Star Podcast? Welcome back to the channel. This is your boy Jared. And guys, I want to talk about what's going on with Austin Holloman and what's going on in Brazil. Now, I'm a person that's never traveled to Brazil. I've always wanted to go. Always wanted to go to Brazil during Carnival. See, when the movie Rio 1 came out, and I know it was in cartoon. I know it was a cartoon. But seeing as how everything looked in Brazil, and seeing as how everything was laid out in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, to be exact. I want to go to every other district and state in Brazil, but I'm specifically focusing on Rio right now. Seeing as how everything looked in Brazil, it turned me on to wanting to go down to Brazil during Carnival and partying with the locals. It put me on game and it showed me a little insight into Brazilian culture. So when Austin went down to Brazil and he made the video about our Brazilian woman easy, I understood right then and there that he wasn't talking about sexual wise. I understood that he was talking about Brazil as a culture. Are the women easier to deal with? So I'm starting to hear that they're going to start charging him with sex trafficking charges, which is against the Mann Act in the U.S. They're going to try to put charges on him when he wasn't actually trying to promote sexual tourism. So let's start there. Seeing as how hostile Brazil came towards Austin, I still want to go, but now I'm kind of taken aback by it. Because just the way that the situation was promoted and out, I would say it was got out of hand. It just makes me look at Brazilians as a whole. Like, damn, y'all treated this brother like this, and he was actually trying to put y'all in a good light. Although he shouldn't have used all Brazilians easy. He shouldn't have said that. I'll admit that. I'm just giving my little two cents on it. I still want to go to Brazil. I still want to go to Colombia. I still want to go to the Philippines. But what I'm going to say is this. Brothers, if you have a YouTube channel, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to strategically place your word, your titles, so that nothing gets lost in translation, nothing is lost when you're talking to these ladies about are you a easier woman to deal with, far as personality wise, relationship wise, and all that stuff. You're gonna have to strategically talk in a sense of, I could cause an international incident with this country because of the way I'm talking about this country. See, admittedly, hearing how a lot of Brazilians felt about what happened and how it went down, I understand where they're coming from. I understand why the people acted the way they acted, because they thought they had this gringo come down to Brazil and trying to bash us and put our culture to shame. Brazil is a Catholic country, I believe. It's a Christian country. They have an entire statue of Jesus Christ in Rio, looking down over the city. Brothers, there's a certain way you have to move in these countries. Move in silence. Vlog what you want to vlog, what you need to vlog, but do not ask the locals, are you easy? Because that's going to potentially cause you to have to go through what Austin went through. Like I said, and I'll say it again, I love Brazil. I want to travel to Brazil to experience the culture, experience the food, experience the beauty of the actual country itself. I want to travel so that I can experience new things in my life with whoever I'm with. Brazil is that type of country where you have to move in silence, but you can also find something unique. And what I mean by finding something unique, I mean by finding a spot where you can go and visit, and that will be your spot. I want you brothers to travel, to expand your options, and find grace with yourself in these other countries, and have fun exploring these countries and their multitude of different views and multitude of culture and food. That is the way you should move. Enough talking about the women. Enough talking about, oh, they're easy to get along with. Show something unique that is specific to that country that you found to be unique so that you can get viewership. I get it. I have Brazilians on listening to me in Brazil. Shout out to y'all. I love y'all country. I want to come to y'all country really bad. I want to go to the Philippines. I want to go to Colombia. I want to go to every country that is on my channel. Is one fucking country that I've actually wanted to actually go to. Because let's be honest, if you really want to think about it, Brazil is almost bigger than the US. It's got more black folks than Brazil. Like, let me go to my analytics. I can tell you exactly where all the places I've always wanted to go. I can tell you exactly where. So, Germany, Malaysia, South Africa, Australia, Belgium, Romania, Spain, the UAE, Japan, Kenya, Nigeria, India, Portugal. I ain't going to Sweden. Hell no. Well, I'll go to Sweden because I do want to go to the Koenigsegg factory. Hong Kong, China, the Philippines, Jamaica. I'm not going to Switzerland because I don't like the cold. Russia. I thought about it, but nah. Yemen. I've never heard of Yemen, but I want to go there one day, he says, and actually explore. Bulgaria, South Korea, Mauritius, I don't even know how to say that word. New Zealand, Brazil, Thailand, Colombia, Latvia. I want to go to all these countries. All of these countries are unique in their own way. And I really want to explore these countries because, let's be honest, these countries have something to offer everybody. Not just black men, not just white men. These countries have a lot to actually offer everybody from a different standpoint. I need you guys to listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. You guys are the future, and you guys are going to be coming into the Manosphere 3.0. You have to learn that women are not going to be the talking point of the Manosphere 3.0. You're going to have to evolve. You're going to have to start talking about politics. You're going to have to start talking about places to live, cost of living. You got to talk about a lot of these issues that are plaguing the modern day America. These foreign countries are going to start seeing a exodus of Americans. They're going to start seeing a massive amount of Americans moving to their countries with their resources, with their ideology. You're going to start seeing a lot of Americans leaving the U.S. because the cost of living in America is going to start growing. It's going to get out of hand to the point where Americans can't simply live. There's a way you move and a way you don't move when it comes to these countries. And quite frankly, a lot of you are moving in a way where that could potentially get your ass shot, killed, or fucking exported from the country because you didn't keep your mouth shut. Brothers, it's time out for the cocky bully bullshit. Get your ass up there in the air and fly. I'll see you guys on the flip side. I'm getting tired. I'll see you guys on the flip side. Thank you guys for listening. See you guys later. Bye, guys.